Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, with us this morning, as every Friday morning. Thanks so much for joining us, Kenny.
Hey, we're always happy to be on here.
Yes.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, it has finally really warmed up here in Two Harbors. We've had some heat even down by the lake. The water temperature seems to be going up toward 50 at least, and it's been beautiful, pretty much beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, we did have some warmth this week, but, you know, I'm glad that I've been, hopefully this has come through, a little bit skeptical about some of the projections for really dire levels of heat coming into Minnesota, because it just really didn't materialize. And, you know, we did have a couple hot days this week. I know that, you know, Duluth hit 90, and we saw 80s all the way up the shore on Monday, and I think on Tuesday when the winds came from the west, we had some more high temperatures dotted throughout northeast Minnesota into the 80s. And it's been, you know, otherwise very just traditionally summer-like. You know, we've got a warm, really warm air mass in here today. So I think as long as the sun stays out with that westerly wind, you're probably going to cook in Two Harbors. Probably going to feel that. You know, there's kind of two pieces of it. One is the wind blowing off the land, which will be much warmer than the lake. And the other piece, sometimes we see this in, we can actually measure it in Duluth, where the wind comes down the hill. You know, if it comes down from the higher terrain, then it automatically goes through this physical transformation. It's called, nobody's going to remember this one.
Okay.
It's called adiabatic compression. Or adiabatic, meaning it basically what that refers to is the temperature change. You hear the root dia in there. It has nothing to do with sunlight. It has nothing to do with the time of day. Adiabatic processes are those that only have to do with changes in pressure as air rises or falls. And as air rises, it's forced to expand and cool because there's less pressure above it.
Right.
When air falls, it's forced to compress. And that heats it up, and that's because the pressure on it increases, and it gets those molecules closer together. So when air comes down a hill, you know, from the west, it will, you know, as it drops down a few hundred feet, you might get a boost of 1 to 3 degrees just from the air descending. It's one of the reasons that regions out by the foothills, on the east side of the foothills near the Rockies or in South Dakota, sometimes in January, you'll see their temperatures like 78 degrees, wind out of the west, and it's just because the air is sailing down the mountains. It's dropping thousands of feet, and it's compressing a lot and eating away at that snowpack in the winter. But anyway, you might get a, you know, you might get an extra degree or two just because you're east of the mountain, the little, you know, range hills today.
Right. Interesting. So, I actually feel like I felt that. I don't know. Sometimes you feel like when you're on the sunny downwind side of a hill or a mountain, it does feel hot. I don't know.
Yeah.
You were
you know, there's this interesting phenomenon from geography that you learn about, you know, rain shadows. But as the air goes up a hill, it tends to cool, and it will also be wetter.
Yeah.
So you can actually feel, usually, if the wind's coming at you and you're on the side of the hill that the wind is hitting, it's actually going to be kind of moist wind. You see more trees on that side if the wind persistently blows from that direction. You come down the other side, and you will feel a little drier, a little warmer. So I'm glad. I'm glad it doesn't sound like just, you know, scientific nonsense as I say it.
No, not at all. Right. What's coming this weekend? I see maybe one front or maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'd say quite a... Just think of it as like a glory front.
Okay.
You know, you have cold fronts. You have warm fronts. This one is just bringing in bliss. essentially going to push that summertime air mass down to the south by hundreds of miles.
Oh.
But it's still summer, right? You still got summer sunlight. You got, you know, even if the wind's coming out of the north, it's coming from places that have been getting really warm and even have more sunlight this time of year than we do. So basically going to have some storms probably. We know here in southern Minnesota we're going to get hit pretty hard. We need the rain. Now, there could be some severe weather in central and southern Minnesota, but up in northeast, chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. Then a front comes through to kind of clear out all the residual humidity. Temperatures drop into the 50s. Then on Sunday, you're in the 70s, and then it's just 50s, 70s, 50s, 70s.
Yeah.
Well, maybe some showers in there. there will be some times next week where the sun doesn't come out as much as you'd like it to, and maybe the temperatures struggle to get to 70 degrees, but no brutal heat for at least through probably Thursday, once you get past, you know, today and kind of the muggy conditions tomorrow. Then it's just going to be, I don't know, we need a new word for it. It's going to be gorgeous, glorious, splendid. Is there a way we can make a portmanteau of those?
That's great. We'll take it. And is that for the whole state or just for the North Shore?
Well, especially for you all. You know, down in southern Minnesota, we're going to be a little closer to the boundaries between the warm and the cold air, or warm and the cooler air masses. So probably better chances of thunderstorms south of, say, Brainerd, and especially as you get closer to the Minnesota River area. But yeah, I mean, I'd say next week we're just going to be devoid of extreme heat in this state until probably at least Friday. And then once we get past Friday, it's still summertime. All bets are off. There are signs that, heat will surge back in at least one more time here. But who knows?
Yeah, well, that all sounds great. I think this is payback time, Kenny, for all those days that you had to tell us about in February and March and April about the next big snowstorm or freezing rain coming our way.
Yeah, and truthfully, I mean, isn't this kind of what summer in Minnesota, especially, along the North Shore, isn't it kind of what summer's about? I mean, you do get a lot of really nice days that are just benign, and the sun is out, and it's inoffensive, and the wind is light.
Yep. The bugs are kind of the only hitch in that. It is a big bug year, I'll say that. But that probably is good, too, since we want insects to continue to exist.
Yeah, the bugs had a good growing season.
Right.
they really did. They had a very good spring. They were quite thrilled with all the water coming out. So, good year for them.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kenny. We will talk to you next week.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend and your week, and we'll talk to you on Friday. Thanks, Katya.
Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld. He is the senior climatologist for the Minnesota DNR.